Chapter 79. Jenk was right. We had never been moved. I don't know if Clara had been wrong about the warehouse thing, if she'd been lying or what. But when I woke up in the Honda Labs penal rig, I was less than 15 feet from the spot I'd been when I first was captured. My body felt simultaneously rigid and made of jelly. Multiple needles remained stuck in me. Everything felt dull. My body was weak. Colors were muted. The pain, while probably incredible, was nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anatoly had said the penal rigs had a system to keep muscles from atrophying. But when I sat up in that rig, I didn't believe him. I had a tube down my throat, and I grasped it. My arms were shorter than usual, weaker. My hair longer, my fingernails obscene. I pulled on the tube, pulling it up and up and out. It scraped. My bone-dry mouth filled with blood. Outside, I could hear hammering. I pulled needles from my arm. The neural cradle was still in my head. I ripped it off. I snapped it in half. The room was freezing, and I was completely naked. A small stack of computers hummed in the corner, and the blinking red and blue lights were the only illumination. The stack was the size of 3 pizza boxes piled atop one another. That was it. The whole world in that tiny little stack. My catheter came out next, followed by the tube that was stuck up my ass. Diodes covered my body. I peeled them all off, tossed them to the floor. As I made the motion, I saw my hands. My human hands. I flexed my fingers, and it burned. Finally, gingerly, I stood. A light snapped on in the room. A motion detector. My eyes screamed with pain. But again, it was duller than normal. A minor inconvenience. It wouldn't even knock my health down. Then I remembered I didn't have a health bar anymore. I took 3 tentative steps toward the second rig. My stiff legs were purple and covered with welts. My stomach screamed with pain, and my head swirled. I looked down upon the awakening form of Clara. That's not Clara, I first thought, as I saw the 30-something frail, emaciated woman in the coffin. The bright, sterile light highlighted her naked, paper-like skin. Shades of yellow, green, and purple bruises dotted her dry and flaking skin. Her brown hair was a tangled jumble. Her unkempt legs, crotch, and underarms were a mess. Samantha Dillon. That was her name. She was awake, and she struggled to pull the tube from her mouth. I reached forward to help her. And then, as I pulled the tube from her throat, I did recognize her. Through the hair, and grime, and sores, and bruises, I recognized. They had said she'd been a teacher. A 5th grade teacher. She'd taught abroad a while, too. I'd forgotten that part. She'd lived in Korea for years before moving to Seattle. I'd never spoken with her before. I could barely look at her that last time I'd seen her. But she was there the day Ruth had been sentenced. She was going to be a witness at the trial before Ruth made a plea deal. She'd been the other driver. She was there when Chris had died. I remembered what she said to me then. just an hour earlier.
If I could take it back, I would. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just going down the road, and I saw them there. Just stopped. And I did it. I did it. I did it. It wasn't an accident. I did it on purpose.
I had thought she was talking about Cenk.
I did it on purpose.
The concrete wall to my left rattled and chipped as the police burrowed into the room. On the other side, I heard a shout.
There's a room there. There's light. Hurry!
Clara, Samantha, gasped like a fish as I finished pulling the tube from her throat. She stopped moving, looking up at me. We locked eyes.
I did it on purpose.
Did he really kidnap your child? My raspy voice sounded odd to my ears, too close to the inside of my head. This is your real voice. This is the real you.
He did. I swear he did. Anatoly promised me he'd give my baby to someone who would have taken care of her. I never thought it would have been. I objected and they laughed. My baby was payment for getting in on the beta. But after a while, Anatoly offered to hire me. So then I became an employee.
I don't understand. You did it on purpose.
Give up my child? Yes. Duke, you have to understand. My brain? I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted with children. I say I want them back, but it's a lie. It's all a lie. It's always a lie. Sometimes it changes in my head. Sometimes it's clear. And when it is, I have to act fast. I have to act before it's too late.
I don't care about your fucking kid. Chris! I'm talking about Chris! You did it on purpose! She glanced at the wall, then back to me.
He wants you to kill me. If you kill me, he'll win.
Answer the fucking question, Clara!
My name is Samantha. I'm sorry. It's complicated.
My fists clenched. It's a simple question. Samantha's eyes changed, just like they did in the game.
It was serendipitous. It was the hand of God. I just knew there was a child in the car. I couldn't see, but I knew. God told me she was stopped on the side of the road, facing the wrong direction. It was late. And it was dark. The voice told me to do it. I was going home. I saw the lights, and I switched off the autopilot. I took over, and I turned into the light. I went straight for it. I saw him, Duke. I saw your son. He was like an angel at that moment. From the windshield and went right over my car. His eyes were just like Solomon's. And it was good, Duke. He was free. I did it for Solomon. My boy. He needed a friend. And later, when I saw that mural you made, I knew we were connected. I looked it up. That mural. And I saw you were the artist. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I needed a friend, too. It was meant to be. Don't you see how we're connected? Don't you see it? So I...
Oh.